This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. A three-day special sitting of the extended budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The session, which will continue till the 18th of this month, will primarily focus on constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The government will introduce three amendment bills to pave the way for the operationalization of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam Bill, which was passed in 2023, proposing 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Meanwhile, Congress President and Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said today, opposition parties are in favour of the Women's Reservation Bill but expressed apprehensions about the way in which the bill is being brought. Mr. Kharge was briefing media in New Delhi after an India Bloc meeting.
The way in which they have brought is politically motivated. Therefore, we all have decided, all opposition parties will oppose this bill.
The country's first woman president, Pratibha Patil, has written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressing her support for the Women's Reservation Initiative. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the Women's Reservation Bill is a landmark and far-reaching initiative that will significantly strengthen women's empowerment in the country. In Nagaland, the Apex Women's Organization of the Konyak Naga tribe, Konyak Nyupu Sheko Khong, participated in large numbers in the Nari Shakti Padyatra in Mon town today. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Top leaders of various parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a massive roadshow at Nagarkoil in Tamil Nadu this evening in support of NDA candidates. Thousands of people lined the streets to welcome him. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, said the roadshow at Nagarkoil was filled with unparalleled enthusiasm. BJP leader K. Annamalai at a public meeting in Singanallur accused the DMK and Congress of working together against the welfare of the people. Meanwhile, DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin held a rally in Dharmapuri, while Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin held a poll meeting in Vasudevanallur. In West Bengal, senior BJP leader Amit Shah today addressed a public meeting virtually in Darjeeling and held three poll rallies in Jalpaiguri and Kuch Bihar districts. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public rally in Uttar Dinajpur district. BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary took oath as the new Chief Minister of Bihar at Lok Bhavan in Patna today. Mr. Chaudhary is the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. Senior Janata Dal United leaders Vijay Kumar Chaudhary and Bijendra Prasad Yadav were also sworn in as deputy chief ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his wishes to Samrat Chaudhary on taking oath as chief minister of Bihar. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced the Class 10 board examination results for 2025-26 academic session. CBSE said overall pass percentage stands at 93.7%, marking an increase of 0.04% compared to last year. Girls have again outshone boys this year with a pass percentage of 94.99%. Meanwhile, 92.69% of boys and 87.5% of transgender students have passed the examination. Trivandrum and Vijayawada regions have recorded the highest pass percentage at 99.79, followed by Chennai with 99.58%. India's overall exports combining merchandise and services increased by 4.22% to over $860 billion in the last financial year. Meanwhile, imports rose at a faster pace of nearly 6.5% to around $979 billion. This led to a widening of the overall trade deficit to $119.3 billion in the last fiscal from $94.66 billion in financial year 2025. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the war with Iran is close to over, with authorities in Tehran to agree to a peace deal. Mr. Trump stated this in an interview to a TV news channel. And with that, we end this news bulletin.